Blog Talk Radio.
Great morning, family. It's Pam Price from LM Foundation. Happy July. I know it's been a little bit since I've come before you, but God has just been doing such a magnificent thing in my life and in my family and loved ones' lives. And so, again, I apologize for not airing as often as I had expected to. But during this time, God had been stretching me and growing me up. And since the last time I've messaged you all, since the last time I came before you. And first and foremost, I want to thank you all that continue to follow me and encourage me through my growth journey, because I continue to grow so I can turn around and give it back to those who continue to need to have that growth being poured back into them, or that growth being poured into them because they don't understand how to maneuver through the things that is happening through their lives. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for all that have prayed for me, all that continue to trust in the process in which God is going, in which God was doing in my life. So, and this is what prompted me to really come before you, because during the journey, during my challenges, and you guys who have been with me since Radio 1 know that, you know, I've had some very, some deaths in the family which were very close. First, my youngest brother, then, you know, my dad, and also with my mom. And through those deaths and through those things that happened, from those deaths, I began to, I wouldn't say question God, but try to understand the purpose of why all those things had to transpire to get me to where I'm standing here. And even in not only in the deaths, but in decisions in which I made, which caused the death of my flesh, shall we say. And So I just want to encourage you all, regardless of where you are in your journey, that God has not forgotten you. And when God remembers you, it is nothing but a blessing on the other side. So I just want to encourage you to stay focused and not really become too stressed out. I know, you know, everybody's journey, everybody's challenges are different, but through those challenges and differences that sometimes we don't understand why God has not answered our prayers, or why God has allowed this thing to happen, or even why is he taking so long to get you through the trial. All I can say is just hang in there. Everything has a time limit. Nothing goes on forever. God has placed time limits on these things. And, you know, as it says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything, a time the seasons, you know, a time for rain, a time for joy, a time for happiness. Everything has a time that happens in our lives. And God has a purpose for everything that is happening. Nothing in our lives gets wasted. And I know, you know, for me, and I'm sure with many of you, that we don't understand why God allows things to happen. But it, personally speaking, I do know that things were allowed to happen in my life to develop me, to grow me up, to become a stronger person in my journey, in my walk. And at the time, I didn't understand it all. But now in looking back, I've made peace with my past, with my frenemies, with my enemies, with my loved ones. And now I can understand even the more as I search for him that the closer I search for him, for God, for Jesus, the closer he walks to me. And I knew and I know that in all my tears and all my fears and all those things that he hugged, he embraced everything and hugged all the pains and the hurts away. I know some of you guys that are listening are just like, what is she talking about? God is love, and he does not get, you know, he's not satisfied. He's not happy when he sees his children unhappy. His children are suffering. And things happen in our lives. And even when we make poor decisions, God is not happy with us not being happy. So if we've made these decisions that moved us away from his love, what he will do is wait and wait and wait for us to come back, and he will embrace us with full open arms to receive us, to know that he is all, that he is everything in which we need, and he will take all those pains and all those tears, and he uses them. So just encourage, just be encouraged that he is there. He has not forgotten you. So as we are in this place of uncertainty, of all these things which are going on in our lives, he is protecting us. He is in behind the scenes developing and maneuvering things to get things in place. So when he comes back for us, when he remembers, it is time to get us out of this place, this hidden place, this place of chaos and confusion, that everything is already lined up. He's not going to move you into a place that doesn't make any sense. What he does is that he orchestrates every facet, because we are his children, because we are seeking him, because we want to know him. We want to do his will. So hang in there. And like I said, I just encourage you all during this time, as God is growing you up, as God is stretching you. So no worries on that. So I apologize for my throat being a little scratchy. And like I said, I wanted to come before you today and just share with you, to encourage you that God has not forgotten you, that God is always with you. It is us who turns our backs away from him to go and do what we want to do. But even in that, he waits for us to return. So again, my apologies if my throat sounds a little scratchy here. But you need to know that that your journey is yours, and he does everything so he can give you the promises that he has said he would give to you. So be encouraged. So family, I just want to pray for you as we continue on this day. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for giving us so much. of your love and so much of your grace and so much of your mercy. We thank you for forgiving us and always being there and waiting for us to turn back around and come back to you. Lord, there are so many families out there who are in the midst of the challenge and the challenges of life and are looking for you to respond to them. Lord, I just pray that you give them the peace and the courage to wait things out, because you have not left them. I know for a fact that you have not left them. So if you've done this for me, I know that you will do it for them. So give them a peace of heart. Give them a peace of mind and continue to make straight their crooked paths as you continue to make my path straight, Lord. We thank you for all the things in which you are doing in our lives, Lord. We pray for our communities. We pray for our homes. We pray for our families. We pray for our country, Lord. We pray that our leaders are making wise decisions that will give you glory, that will edify the people in need, Lord. So we thank you in advance for all these things. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this prayer. Amen. So family, as you maneuver, as you move through your day, just continue to stay encouraged and know that God is with you, that God is love, that God is peace. And don't worry, just invite him into your day and watch the magnificent things that come out of your love, of his love. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Just hang in there. God is everything that you need. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. So family, stay encouraged, and I'll be back. Take care. Bye now.